And we're joined now by the President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Dan Hallstrom. Dan, good to talk with you again, and always look forward to getting the numbers from you on our meat exports. Welcome back to AOA. What are the latest numbers telling us?
Good morning, Mike, and thank you for having me. Yeah, the last numbers that came out late last week came in kind of where we thought they would be. We saw significant growth for November on the beef side, up about 6% compared to the previous year. And an exciting thing on the beef side is that we're starting to see some a rebound, part of a rebound from Mexico, right? As you know from some of our previous conversations, Mexico and Latin America have been lagging. We're still in the midst of a COVID lockdown down there today. Tourism is very, very slow. So it was encouraging. By no means is it back to normal, but it's encouraging to see Mexico on the beef side show significant growth. We had growth of 23% for November, almost 23,000 tons. So by far the best month since early this year. And that complements the pork side well, because pork the last 3 months now has seen a rebound as well into Mexico.
So still waiting for the year-end numbers. What are you expecting for the year of 2020?
Well, I think on the beef side, we're going to end up down a couple percent, probably 3 or 4% year on year. But we're improving. I mean, we thought the last quarter would be robust, and it looks like it will be. So that provided some pretty good momentum going into 2021. So for 2021, we really see the vast majority of the rebound from the COVID impact happening in 2021. So the forecast for 2021 will be growth. Right now, I think we're at 10% is our estimate, which would be a new record for beef in 2021. But it's a little early to tell for sure. On the pork side, we're going to end up 2020 with a new record. In fact, we're already at a new record now through 11 months. Of course, a lot of that is driven by China. But we do see China backing off a bit in 2021. But the good news there on the pork side is that the growth in November was broad-based. It wasn't only China. I mean, we're looking at Mexico, as I mentioned earlier, up 13%. Japan was up 6%. Chile was up. And Philippines was up big. So you have several markets contributing to the cause on the pork side, and I think that'll continue as we go into 2021.
We're talking with Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Dan, you mentioned you think China will be down some this year. Is that because of their own rebound from African swine fever, or are they starting to catch back up or restock? You think that's part of that?
Without a doubt, yeah, we know for sure that they're repopulating. They're making progress. They're by no means back to normal, though. I mean, they're still in a rebound phase or recovery phase. So while we think that we're going to be down in 2021 and our numbers are roughly 15 to 20% down, keep in mind that comes off a record year for 2020. So even though we're down 20%, 2021 will still be the second largest year ever for imports of pork from the U.S. So still very important market. But the restocking, so to speak, of their domestic pork is definitely playing into it.
Dan, explain for us how COVID impacted the Meat Export Federation's ability to work in country on the ground to develop markets, and how is that? Is it changing any yet, or getting more back to normal, or are you still dealing with those restrictions?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think since February of 2020, we've been in a mode of being very fluid, adjusting on the fly. And markets, some markets, now Korea is a really good example. Korea has had 3 or 4 spikes since last April, let's say. We start to think that we're looking good, and there's re-spikes. In fact, there was just a new spike here at the end of December, and it had a new lockdown. Now it looks like maybe it's getting a little bit better since we're almost into mid-January. I think this is the one caveat to, things look pretty good if you forecast into 2021, but we still have a lot of unknowns around COVID-19, around food service, tourism. These are some big drivers in some key countries around the world, especially for beef, but pork as well. Latin American region, Central America, Mexico, tourism is huge. Well, tourism is rebounding, but I'd say it's only maybe 20 or 25% back to normal. And an example of Latin America, it's because of domestic Mexican citizens and Central American citizens, that are going out into these tourist spots. International travel is still very, very much restricted on tourism. And that's just one example. I mean, you could go around the world and talk about Hong Kong, talk about Japan, where international tourism has not really even started back up yet. So the bad news is that that's an unknown. I can't tell you when that'll be back to normal, hopefully sooner rather than later. But the positive of that is that we have some tailwinds there that U.S. beef and pork are well positioned to take advantage of when they do get back and start seeing some rebound due to international travel for tourism, for example.
Well, I remember talking with you a year ago about the optimism for 2020. I guess if nothing else, the year taught us to expect the unexpected.
Without a doubt. But the thing I keep going back to is that despite all the chaos and disruption, and there's been a lot of it, not only globally, but here in the U.S., in my opinion, people are still eating. And in some cases, consumption is up in certain parts of the world for beef and pork. So, when the smoke clears, it's not all bad news. And, and it's good to know that people are still eating. And the other thing that's important here is that some of these new trends and the real explosion on e-commerce, online delivery platforms, online pickup platforms, I don't think those go away. I think that that was a trend that was there pre-COVID back in 2019. And what COVID has done is really jump-started that mode of selling. And that will still be with us to some degree as we go forward. So another mode to increase business, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's interesting domestically and internationally. We talk a lot about demand, but also it's going to be delivery to meet that demand.
Right, yeah. The logistics network, delivery logistics has really been put on its ear, because of there was a drive for convenience in a lot of these markets, Korea, Japan, China. They had a real drive for convenience. They don't want to spend an hour and a half cooking a meal, so you'd have a home meal replacement kit maybe delivered to your house and you could fix a meal in 10 minutes, for example. That sort of demand for convenience was rocking and rolling early this year before COVID. And what COVID did is it put it on steroids in terms of demand because people didn't want to be out in crowds. They wanted to have this minimal contact. I mean, this is the same sort of things you saw in the U.S. in certain spots. And to what extent that stays with us going when things get back to normal, whatever the new normal is, I have to think that a lot of those trends will stay with us, which is a positive. I mean, it's another mode to move our products. And there's been a lot of change in the last 12 months, and I think that'll probably continue.
Well, as we wait for the final numbers from 2020, and you projected they might be down a bit, but all things considered, I would have to say it was pretty successful 2020 on meat exports.
I totally agree. Yeah, I think the industry in general, production agriculture industry, has responded tremendously to all these changes, all these different requirements, and in the end, we're still supplying a very high-quality, safe product, and that's worth a lot domestically as well as internationally. So, yeah, I think we're well-positioned, and I'm looking forward to the possibility of new records on both beef and pork exports in 2021. That's a very real possibility.
Yeah, we hope so. Dan, always good to talk with you. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Mike. Anytime.
Take care. Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation.